update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible soccer podcast. This is Tariq joining you along, as usual, with Karan.
Hey, guys.
And as usual, Vishal is still missing in action, but we have somebody else filling in for Vishal this week. We have Jens.
Hi, guys.
Our in-house Madridista, the Real Madrid fan. We will be talking about Real Madrid. We will be talking about all the leagues around Europe because this is Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we go on 10-minute rants about soccer sense at the end of a game. Unlike a certain Mr. Jose Mourinho, who, along with Chelsea, Karan?
Well, the only thing you could say is they blew up quicker than the Death Star did.
Okay. But knowing Roman Abramovich and Jose Mourinho, maybe they're building the second Death Star somewhere. The Empire will strike back at some point. But at this point, for every other team in the league, it's a new hope in the form of the epic meltdown that Mourinho seems to be going through. How do we even begin to process this? How do we actually try to make sense of just what happened on the field yesterday and what happened post that in Mourinho's infamous interview?
Well, before we get started on that, whether the Empire strikes back or not, according to Mourinho, the referee have definitely struck back. So, yeah, I mean, I think it has reached a point where Mourinho is clutching on the straws, literally. And it's pretty obvious that after yesterday's rant, he is a desperate man. Performances have been absolutely woeful. I mean, these are the same set of players who won them the league last year. Agreed that, you know, the squad wasn't freshened up to his liking over the summer. But that doesn't mean that, you know, they are that bad to be probably 16th place, 17th place right now.
They are in the 16th place. Yeah, well. Secondly, if you noticed yesterday, the game was at Stamford Bridge. A 1-3 defeat is Mourinho's worst as a manager at home, equaling the 3-1 Real Madrid defeat against Barcelona when he was at Madrid.
The question is, how often does a Mourinho team lose,
especially
at home, after taking the lead?
I think, and that too, lose by 2 goals at the end.
Exactly. I mean, the Chelsea aside, I think Southampton were absolutely fantastic. They really got at the Chelsea defence. They knew that there were some real weak links in that particular defence, and they exploited it to the maximum. They used their pace. And in the second half, especially, Southampton came out an absolutely different side. They were quick and they were extremely dominant on the ball, which is what I guess Arsenal should have actually tried to do the previous week. And if you remember, the previous week we did actually mention, if I'm not mistaken, that yes, it was a morale boosting victory for Chelsea, but it did flatter them quite a bit.
Yeah, it did not cover all their weaknesses. Arsenal had themselves to blame for a couple of red cards and
exactly.
And all that kind of masked the fact that it was Chelsea who were actually the luckier team to come
out. Absolutely, and I think it's reached a point where everyone in the footballing world are realizing the fact that Jose Mourinho cannot go on any longer externalizing the issue at hand, because he's been deflecting all season from game one, from that draw to Swansea, where he spoke about the doctors and he just basically deflected everybody's attention from the poor performance that they had. And now it's reached a point where everybody are really seeing through that and they're beginning to understand that there are some real issues there.
He kind of seems very, very beleaguered. He kind of seems threatened in his position. He talked about being
more disturbed. I mean, this is not the usual Mourinho what we saw in the last season, basically. I mean, he's blaming everyone outside other than himself and the team for the poor loss of form which they're going through.
So it kind of gives you the vibes of being, under attack, like Cersei Lannister in season 5 of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, I think Wenger's the one ringing the bell saying shame, shame, shame.
So, I know it's easy to kick somebody when they're down, but part of the backlash against Mourinho has been the fact that, you know, everybody has been waiting for this chance to get back at him, probably. But part of it is just basic footballing sense that he's not making, well, football sense right now.
Yeah, basically he's given them the chance to be that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about it, yes, even in some of his tactics and some of his team selections have also been questionable at times, especially with the whole John Terry saga. You know, you think about, I mean, Fabregas, for example, has been woefully out of form, but he still continues to play him. Ivanovic has...
Was he there yesterday in the match?
He was. Okay. He was very much there. Exactly. Right? We didn't even realize if he was there. I think the only time I realized he was playing was when the camera focused on him and he had a plaster on his forehead. Ivanovic, another example, has been absolutely atrocious this season. I mean, it's the same two players who were so amazing for them last year.
Yes, so somebody on Twitter said that please don't allow Ivanovic re-entry into London after his international duty, and he tagged Heathrow Airport saying that at Heathrow Airport, please don't allow him back into London. Heathrow Airport replied saying that you'll have to talk to Jose for that. So this seems to be a lot of problems at Chelsea, but from there, and since we are on the issue of Jose Mourinho, the team he managed before Chelsea, Real Madrid, have a big game coming up tonight, gents.
Madrid derby.
At derby, that they have not done well in the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, if you see, they have not won the Madrid derby for the past two seasons. So Atletico have been there beating them hands down. And if you see the last Madrid derby also, they got beaten 4-0. So it would be a very tough match. And probably two positive things are Bale and Ramos coming back with the fitness and... probably playing today, that's the only good thing I'm seeing, and probably it will be a very difficult match.
And knowing that they're going into a weekend where Barcelona has lost, I think that makes it
both
know,
the teams
if
to
need, as if they needed extra motivation, exactly. But that gives them that
absolutely
motivation.
It gives them, you know, outside the fact that it's a derby, it gives them that extra motivation to make sure that, you know, they're able to get some sort of a head start in the initial stages of the league campaign.
But because you have to say that looking at the top leagues in Europe, the top five leagues at least, there's been a lot of topsy-turvy stuff going on across the table.
Yeah,
results have been very unpredictable.
Absolutely. In fact, if you actually look at it this season, reigning champions, probably with the exception of Germany, which is pretty much...
that's basically outlier. We're not touching Bayern Munich here.
Which is basically business as usual. Every other major league in Europe, the reigning champions have been really struggling.
Yeah, they've all been at the bottom. Like last week, for example, Chelsea and Juve were both at 15th.
Thank you very much.
This week, Chelsea is at 16th. And Juventus have just been struggling. I mean, at this point, they just can't seem to buy... Okay, I shouldn't say that. They just can't seem to be able to manage a win in the Serie A. Even though they have been very, very stellar in Europe.
Which is quite surprising in certain quarters. I mean, yes, there was a huge overhauling of the squad. I mean, it's not easy to replace guys like Tevez and Pirlo and Vidal, who were like pretty much the backbone of the team that did so well last season. But they have made some good signings, thinking about the future, probably the next, keeping in mind the next 6-7 years with young players. Yes, it will definitely take some time for them to really start gelling. But having said that, some of the performances have been poor. Most notably, all the hype around Pogba, which keeps continuing season after season. I'm yet to see what the big deal is.
So our offer still is open. If you subscribe to this podcast, you get Pogba on a loan for an entire year. Was that the offer, Karan?
Absolutely. Your team will be eligible to get Pogba on loan for an entire season. And just to sweeten the deal a little more, we'll put in an option to buy at the end of the season as well.
Okay, so well, that's the deal clincher.
Not so, much, just about 80 million euros.
So go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. We are available on iTunes. Search for us under Soccer Sense. We are also available on Stitcher, on Soccer Sense. Otherwise, you can go to soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. You can find us there as well if that's how you listen to your podcast. Quick last word, gentlemen. We have a big game coming up today. And that big game is Arsenal versus Manchester United, because it's going to set the tone for that battle that's happening at the top of the table on the EPL.
Yeah.
We have talked a lot about Chelsea, but really, this is odd. We don't generally spend so much time talking about 17th place teams in the league. So let's talk about the ones at the top. Arsenal United, predictions.
I mean, Arsenal have been quite poor in recent weeks. I mean, leaving the Chelsea result aside, wherein they were quite unlucky, they've really been poor. But and United have really hit their strides. So I think I'm going to go for a United victory, maybe 2-1.
2-1 United says current gents.
Arsenal 1-0.
Arsenal 1-0, okay.
This should keeping be, a clean sheet.
This should be a tough one. It would be interesting if they do. And Arsene Wenger, I think, really will have to match wits with somebody like Louis van Gaal, who, unbeknownst to everybody, has been slowly building up from strength to strength. It would be a very, very fascinating game. And we will bring you the reviews and everything else after the international break, once we get back here with this podcast. Thank you for joining us. And this is goodbye from Tariq and Jens.
See you guys.
And Karan.
See you guys.